Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. And today, I'm going to be talking about the story time about the time I bought my baby father a Christmas gift that wasn't received well at all. So, without further ado, let's get right into the story time. The holiday season came around and Christmas shopping was in full swing. I am anxious and filled with anxiety once again because I already knew that I had to get him a good gift. I know how he dressed. I knew his mentality about things and the way that they had already treated me and judged me. I just knew it had to be a good gift. I couldn't fail. And they judged me about the things I had or didn't have. And when I say they, I'm talking about him and his family. Now, as Christmas is approaching, you know, you start asking people, you know, like what you want for Christmas. So we're doing that or whatever. But it was never really like, oh, I want this or whatever. It was more like a, I don't know, you just choose a gift. You choose whatever you want to get for me type of thing. So, but as I have repeated and stated in previous story times, him, his mother, and even his brother had already made me feel like I wasn't good enough. They always looked down their noses like they were better because they had a little bit more money than me and my family because his father sold drugs. I didn't have it like that. So him and his family judge me and my family and what I had and what I didn't have harshly. But I didn't have a dope dealing daddy, and anything I had to get a job and buy, or my mother bought it for me. But I never understood the judgment because, number one, we live in the same hood, my G. Number two, your mother is doing the same type of work my mom does. A STNA. Okay. Number three, his mother received public assistance just like my mother. So I'm trying to figure out the differences here. I'm trying to figure out why somebody would think they could look down their nose at somebody when you ain't no different. So I asked, why would they be acting like that? They was no better than me and my family. So Christmas shopping season had rolled in. And I had so much anxiety about what I was going to get him. Like the pressure was on. I had to get him something good because that could have been the difference between him still dating me or messing with somebody else. Seriously. I wanted to come through with the gift. I wanted to come through with a good gift so bad. I'm begging my mother to help me. I'm begging her to help me secure him a gift. And I told her I didn't even care if she got me something or not. I just knew that I wanted to make him happy and get him a great gift. So my mom gave me money and I went to the mall with my best friend's cousin who was dating my cousin at the time. So we were both trying to shop for our boyfriends. We end up in Dillard's department store because they carry a lot of name brands like Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger. If you've been in Dillard's, you know. And I knew how he dressed and what he liked. So I planned on cashing out on him and getting him a bunch of Ralph Lauren stuff. I was just going to Ralph Lauren head to toe. Socks, boxers, tees, polos, you know. So that is until I started looking at the prices. And one polo shirt I looked at was like $198 just for one polo. Yeah. So trying to buy a whole outfit and more. Yeah, it wasn't gonna happen. So my friend had found what she was getting from my cousin. She got him a Ralph Lauren polo t-shirt and a bubble vest. So, you know, she's trying to help me at this point. We're looking and I'm just circling the store and going back around because the money ain't money and the money ain't adding up. I ain't got enough to do nothing up in there. And so we come across another brand and it looks similar to Ralph Lauren, but it wasn't no Ralph Lauren. And I was on the fence about buying it. So I buy two of these polo shirts and the brand was called Knights of the Round Table. Ooh! I will never forget it because he didn't let me forget it. His brother didn't let me forget it. Nobody let me forget that. And I kept telling my friend, he ain't gonna want this. He wears real Ralph Lauren. I don't even want to give him this. He gonna clown me for this. I'm just not going to give him anything at all. That's where I was at. I was just like, it's better off for me to just not give him nothing at all. I think that'll be better. So I get him the stuff against my better judgment. So I get it home. I show my mother what I got. And I tell her, I don't want to give this to him. He ain't going to like it. And my mother tells me, she ain't got that type of money to spend on him. To spend on him alone. And I best be glad she can buy presents for me. She also told me if he didn't appreciate the gift, that he was ungrateful. And he should be glad that I even thought enough to get him anything. So, don't ask me why, but I was mad at my mother because I don't know what I expected her to do. I thought she was going to come through, drop some bread on me, and I was going to be able to make things happen. Even though my mother was trying to scratch and scrimp and scrape up enough money to buy some gifts for me and my, you know, our family, my brothers and me and stuff or whatever. But that, I don't know, that's just what I expected. So I just knew what would happen. I knew it. I seen it coming. I knowed it. So Christmas Day is fast approaching and I am overwhelmed with anxiety over this gift. Christmas Day finally arrives and I'm trying to avoid talking to him and I just wanted to hide out in my room and pretend to be sick. Just anything to avoid him coming over that day and us exchanging gifts. Whoo! So the day gets underway. And evening rolls in and we have a house full of people. Somebody answers the phone and tells me it's him. And I got a lump in my throat. Ugh. He was telling me he was on his way. I'm so nervous. My stomach is in knots and I'm still uneasy about giving him the shirts. So he gets there. He sits on the couch and he gives me my gifts. He bought me jewelry, rings to be exact. And every time like a little holiday or something like Valentine's Day, like at this point, I had a handful of rings. I had a ring on all four fingers. And at this point, like the late 90s, early 2000s, character rings was in, like, you know, them gold character rings like Tweety Bird and Mickey Mouse and you name it. Like, I had them all. I had a handful of rings. Do you tell me? I'm telling you, I had a handful of rings. Valentine's Day, he bought me a couple of rings. And then when this Christmas rolled around, he bought me a couple of more rings. I know I got that Tweety Bird ring, and I can't remember what the other one was. I cannot remember. I want to say Mickey Mouse, but I'm not sure. Okay, so, like I said, he got there, he sat on the couch, and he gives me my gifts. He bought me jewelry, rings, as I said, and weren't fake. They were real. And I love my gifts. So then it was my turn. And I reluctantly go to get his gifts from under the tree. Oh, and yeah. I was not on board with giving him the gift. I wouldn't even wrap it. So my mom did. Because I was just going to tell him I couldn't get him nothing. Trust me, that would have been better than the embarrassment that was soon to come. His brother had also come with him. And so he opens the box. He pulls the shirts out and then he looks at me and says, "What the fuck is this?" And looks at me and says, "Knights of the Round Table." And he just looking at me. And then he repeats and he says, "Knights of the Round Table? Really? I don't wear no Knights of the Round Table. What you think this is?" So he throws the box. He stands up, actually. Then he throws the box on the couch where he was sitting at. He takes the rings back from me. And him and his brother left. And his brother was clowning me like he was really rubbing it in. And my family was all like in the kitchen and the dining room area trying to act like they wasn't watching and listening, because everybody knew what was happening. Everybody knew how I felt about the gift. They knew I didn't want to give them to them. I had already explained the situation to them. They knew. So they all in the kitchen and stuff, you know, trying to basically eavesdrop, peeking around the corner from the kitchen and stuff. So he storms out of the house and he left. I was so upset. I went and I told my mother, "I told you this what happened." Given his persona and the things he wore and the things that he would say and how he was judging me when it came to money and status and stuff like that, he gloated and he boasted about money and how his father had money and how he could get this and this, that, and the third. And me and my family got looked down on. They treated me and my family like we were less than them. And that continued on for years, for the 6 years as I messed with him. So I'm mad and upset and embarrassed and crying because it was embarrassing, like, because I couldn't afford to get him the type of gift that he wanted. And I ran upstairs to my room, which seemed to be a normal thing for me back then. And I just wanted to hide under my covers because I was ashamed and I was embarrassed. And that's the first time I felt bad about my finances and the fact that I was a poor girl from the hood. And that was really put on display that day for me. But the crazy thing is, him and his family were, they were too. Like, y'all really wasn't no different. But because his dad was in the dope gang and had a little bit of money, that somehow set them apart from us. So I'm in my room, I'm crying and I'm sulking, and I hear my mother calling me and telling me that he was back and that he wanted to talk to me and basically come down there and stuff or whatever. So I wouldn't, and if I remember, I think my mother might have came up to my room and was like, "Nisha, come downstairs, so-and-so back down there, and he came back to give you the gifts. He said he wants you to get this gift or whatever, the rings or whatever." So I'm like, "No, get out of my room. Leave me alone. Tell him I don't even want it no more. I don't even want the gift." So I'm telling her I don't want it because my mother had brought it up there. He was just standing downstairs in the little foyer area at the front door. So my mother goes back down and gives it back to him. And I hear her down there telling him, like, she said she don't even want it no more and stuff like this or whatever. So, but I refused to go downstairs. So he came upstairs to me and he came in my room. He hugged me and he told me it was okay. And then he gave me back the rings that he bought for me. And I can't remember, but I can't remember at all if he took the shirts or not that I bought for him. But then he stayed over there for the rest of the evening. But I could tell he still felt the way. He felt the way about that. But I found out later, he didn't come back on his own to give me them gifts back. His father made him come back and bring the gifts back because he was the one who actually bought the gifts. And for a while after that, his brother kept teasing me, saying "Knights of the Round Table" every time I saw him or went around him or over their house or whatever. He just was not letting it go. He rolled my back about that for a minute, just rubbing it in, making me feel even worse. And this story time is about the most embarrassing Christmas gift I have ever given to somebody. And after that Christmas, I don't even recall if we ever even gave Christmas gifts to each other again or not. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.
All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.